Hey everyone, it's your host of See Jurassic Right, Stephen Ray Morris here, just dropping in to say I hope you've been enjoying all the new episodes in 2023 and 2024 so far. There are new interviews with filmmakers, musicians, scientists, the screenwriter of Land Before Time, audio essays about the rich history of the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World franchise, and all the news about the upcoming animated show Jurassic World Chaos Theory, and the as-of-yet-untitled Jurassic World sequel coming next summer. I really need your help supporting the show right now, and you can do that by leaving a tip and or giving a monthly follow on Patreon, patreon.com/seejurassicright. There are $1 and $5 tiers, but more is coming. Sharing the show, giving 5-star reviews in Apple Podcasts, and liking and commenting on social, at Stephen Ray Morris on Instagram and Twitter, goes a long way to help boosting the show's visibility again online in this new era. I'm an independent podcaster, and your support is so important and means the world to me in keeping this podcast running. Link to the Patreon is in the show notes. Hold on to your butts. Thank you, and now on to the show.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Filled with awe and fright, see Jurassic Right. Bathed in amber light, see Jurassic Right. See Jurassic Right, right, right. See Jurassic Right, right, right. Jurassic Right, right, right. See Jurassic Right, see Jurassic Right, see Jurassic Park.
My name is Stephen Ray Morris, and welcome to See Jurassic Right. With Gareth Edwards secured as director for the upcoming 7th installment in the Jurassic Park / Jurassic World franchise, I wanted to break down one of my favorite films, a film that Gareth Edwards directed, 2016's Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. As the road to production heats up for the still untitled Jurassic World sequel with a set release date for July 2nd, 2025, I wanted to look at his entire feature filmography on this podcast, and starting with Rogue One just feels right, because we are at a crucial time for this franchise. While the Jurassic World trilogy was a huge success beyond initial expectations, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom and Jurassic World Dominions were mostly critical misses. I know you know I love them. But the box office success proves that while people still want to see humans and dinosaurs coexisting, Universal has yet to really hone in on what made the original Jurassic Park so timeless. I think with returning screenwriter David Koepp from the original and the Lost World Jurassic Park, combined with Gareth Edwards' visual flair and inventive visual effects philosophy, I believe we're poised for a back-to-basics approach with the new movie. Rogue One, I think, particularly, could be a good template from which Edwards may draw upon, not literally, for inspiration on how to tackle this new era of Jurassic. Starting in 2016, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story was the first film in what was going to be a yearly release between the proper Skywalker saga films, focusing on a ragtag group of rebels stealing the Death Star plans, as referenced in the opening crawl of Episode 4, A New Hope. Not the Bothan spies, who are responsible for acquiring the Death Star 2 plans before Return of the Jedi. It's more complicated than with Legends of Canon. Anyway, we don't have time for that. What we got was an elegiac race against time and Imperial forces to not only restore the faith of our hero, Jyn Erso, as played by Felicity Jones, but the galaxy as well through blood, sweat, tears, and noble sacrifice. If the Skywalkers are the Crawleys, Rogue One is a film all about the Downton Abbey staff. Did I get the comparison right? I love Rogue One because not only does it show the power of teamwork for a common goal, insert sparkly chimes and angel singing, but also that through action comes motivation, not the other way around as so popularly thought. Jyn Erso's journey isn't about being a chosen one, but about being empowered to make a difference no matter how big or small. It's pretty neat, right? By not only showing many different characters joining the fight despite their backgrounds, raised as rebel Cassian Andor, Imperial turncoat with a conscience Bodhi Rook, Death Star scientist Galen Erso resigned to try and make a difference within the system, what started off as seemingly a mere riff on fixing a plot hole, why did the Death Star have a perfectly proton torpedo-sized hull that would lead to its absolute destruction anyway? The film's bold moves, splashy characters, and fixed endpoint where all the heroes die at the end make it instantly one of the most impressive blockbusters of the last 10 years, especially in 2024, and one that sticks with you like a hug before being enveloped in the glow of a fiery explosion. The original Jurassic Park, while characterized as an ensemble, the only fire sign in the film is the villain Dennis Nedry, a Leo. The story still has a main character and Sam Neill's Dr. Alan Grant learning to embrace the power of love. In this case, the broad spectrum of what it really means to be the dinosaur man, tooth, nail, and claw. While not the same bloodbath as Rogue One, and instead of being about people coming together for a common cause, Jurassic Park is about a collection of smart people and children questioning the type of fantasy only they could imagine coming true. An entire theme park filled with creatures that we were obsessed with, back from the dead after millions of years? It was hubris that killed the beast. It's this jumping off point that provides my lens to look at Rogue One and Gareth Edwards' role as director in shaping it. With Scarlett Johansson poised to lead this entry in the Jurassic Park / Jurassic World franchise, I believe if Edwards utilizes these three things in his toolkit, not just as a director, but as a real hands-on VFX guru I'm about to describe, then we may be looking at a leaner, more intricate, but still fun genre film, slightly elevated by craft, just like the original Jurassic Park. Oh, it's beautiful. I've talked a lot over the years about how Jurassic Park is able to seamlessly move between horror and awe, even in the same scene. Whether it's standing speechless as a Brachiosaurus feeds from the trees, or trembling in terror against stainless steel kitchen islands, Rogue One achieves a similar balance, whether it's Jyn humbled by the unselfish recruitment of rebel soldiers she's never met, or similar soldiers handing off the Death Star plans as they're slaughtered one by one by the Dark Lord of the Sith himself, Darth Vader. In a film with huge planet vistas and a portraiture of the first Death Star floating almost peacefully, waiting instructions to destroy, there's a lot of time spent tracing the path of the Death Star plans, taken from literal data archive on Scarif, to an upload terminal, to a Mon Calamari vessel, to dozens of rebel hands, and eventually Princess Leia herself to give the galaxy hope. The power of the sublime comes from being able to visualize this journey from small to big in a way that makes your heart shuddle, able to grasp the forest and the trees at the same time. I believe you. Jurassic Park revolutionized the visual effects industry and blockbuster cinema at large because of the way it blended old and new methods seamlessly. It's well-worn territory now, Jurassic Park featuring only 15 minutes of on-screen dinosaurs, 9 of which were Stan Winston's animatronics, and 6 minutes of Industrial Light and Magic's groundbreaking CGI. Director Gareth Edwards got to start working in visual effects for shows like PBS's Nova, Love, like District 9 director Neil Blomkamp and his creative and carefully placed use of CGI in that film. Gareth Edwards' first feature, 2010's Monsters, lost in translation with Cthulhu, gained notoriety in that he did the 250 visual effects shots himself, in his bedroom, with consumer software like Adobe After Effects and Maya. Where Rogue One really shows its strengths is not in the lovingly rendered, if just on the verge of uncanny, Grand Moff Tarkin and A New Hope era Princess Leia, but in K2SO's totally animatronic feeling gait and presence. Alan Tudyk's motion-captured anti-C-3PO, says John Knoll, visual effects legend, ILM chief creative officer, and the creator of Photoshop, on the Rogue One Blu-ray, is an effect I honestly forget wasn't real 99% of the time. What's really special to me is the inclusion of unused footage of the original gold and red leaders from the first Star Wars film, as originally played by Angus McInnes and Drew Henley, respectively. Angus McInnes even recorded new lines of dialogue. It makes sense within the time frame of the film that those characters would be there, and in a Radio Times article in 2016, Edwards recalls seeing an original film can of Star Wars footage and taking the time with ILM to incorporate this footage into the final battle, which, while subtle, goes so far in selling the reality that Rogue One feels visually close to a film that was made almost 40 years previously. With Jurassic Park and Jurassic World being two distinct eras in filmmaking, time, and style, I believe Edwards' approach to visual effects and world building is exactly the kind of something to prove energy we need right now. You're a rebel now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jurassic Park / Jurassic World stories mostly come in two flavors. Disaster movie-esque thrillers like the original and 2015's relaunch of the franchise Jurassic World, or rescue missions, whether it be human or dinosaur, like The Lost World, Jurassic Park 3, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and Jurassic World Dominion. Fallen Kingdom and Dominion managed to blend the two story types to varying degrees. Rogue One, with its improv-like shifting plans, while the Empire's dandy Orson Krennic is hot on Jin's heels, features an even greater sense of urgency. Plot conveniences don't matter if the end result is engaging and fun, like the look on Krennic's face, as played by Ben Mendelsohn, as he realizes the Rebels have slipped under his very nose to steal the Death Star plans on Scarif. Like when Rexy snatches one of the Velociraptors right out of the air, saving Alan, Ellie, and the kids in the original Jurassic Park. Coincidences and Deus Ex Machinas get a pass if they get a cheer in the theater. And look, I just wanted an excuse to talk about one of my favorite movies, and not even just one of my favorite Star Wars movies. I'm such a sucker for a melancholy ending, whether it's Hammond staring mournfully across the island while Brachiosaurus cry out his dream over, or Jin and Cassian holding onto each other tightly as they are consumed, hoping, nay, knowing that they made a difference in restoring hope to the galaxy. Even though Rogue One is only 8 years old, it's become very special to me. Last year, in 2023, while doing the press tour for The Creator, which went on to be nominated for Best Visual Effects at the Oscars, Gareth Edwards responded to rumors that Rogue One was taken away from him back in 2016 by filmmaker Tony Gilroy, who co-wrote that film and eventually wrote in his showrunner on the Rogue One prequel series, Andor. On KCRW's The Business podcast, Edwards shares his feelings. But we all worked together till the entire last minute of that movie. It's always a team effort making a movie, especially a big giant movie like that. When Gareth Edwards was confirmed to direct the upcoming Jurassic World sequel, just as Colin Trevorrow was announced to direct the original Jurassic World a month or so after it was announced, see my previous episode about the history of Jurassic Park release schedules, Edwards excitedly told Collider, "I was about to take a break and I started writing my next idea for a film, and this is the only movie that would make me drop everything like a stone and dive right in. I love Jurassic Park." In my opinion, Gareth Edwards refutes the notion that journeyman directors can't have their own distinct style and themes. If Universal is pushing for a new Jurassic movie by almost this time next year, which again isn't new, see that previous podcast episode of mine, Gareth Edwards' playful practicality and humble ingenuity is exactly what we need right now. Rogue One was made under similar constraints, and its greatness has only grown as the years have gone on. I'm rooting for him. And that's it. Thank you all again for listening. As I mentioned, this show is constantly evolving, but I want to talk about the things that matter to you, in addition to finding the wild corners of the Jurassic Park web that interest me. Say hi. My sources for this episode include The Hollywood Reporter, Variety, Jurassic Outpost, The Radio Times, Collider, the Rogue One Blu-ray and Disney Plus bonus features, The Art of Rogue One, the Rogue One Behind the Scenes book, KCRW's The Business Podcast, and Wikipedia. Looking forward to sharing all the upcoming episodes, planned and unplanned, with you. Follow me on Stephen Ray Morris on all the things, and if you feel like fighting the algorithm gods with me, please support the show by sharing the post on social, commenting, and consider donating $1 or $5 to me on Patreon, patreon.com/seejurassicright, to keep the power on in this park. Hold on to your butts, and I'll see you soon, Rebels.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.